Buster was a black sheep of our little family. Mother tried to break him with his rough and rowdy ways. Finally had to get the judge to give him 90 days. And did he ramble all around, in and out of town? And did he ramble? He rambled till them butchers cut him down.
Poor Benny. It's a local old-time string band, and they play for concerts and for clogging, and they even teach clogging. This is the group that's at the center of Mosquito Jam coming this Sunday to Roseville Central Park. Debbie Cash is lead naturalist for the Harriet Alexander Nature Center and the recreation program supervisor for Roseville Parks and Recreation.
Poor Benny is so much fun. I saw Poor Benny for the first time last summer at the Mbatama Festival. I knew the musicians. I used to do a lot of square dancing. I used to see the Wild Goose Chase cloggers. Corey and Clayton were very familiar to me, and they were doing a lot of interactive stuff, and they're kind of silly and fun, and I thought that it would make a good tie-in.
Debbie, you're an educator and a naturalist. What's the connection between your professional background in old-time music and clogging?
The first time I ever did something like clogging was square dancing that I did at a festival in Ohio when I was a beginning naturalist. It was a heritage event at a nature center. We were making candles, and there was beekeeping, and there was corn husk dolls, and all the nature stuff was combined with all the cultural stuff. And there was clogging, there was square dance, there was a big old-fashioned barn dance. Yeah, so it all went together in my mind.
Debbie, you might say that there isn't much difference between performers and audience members, particularly when the audience members get up and start clogging themselves. They sort of become performers.
As an educator, I like to do very interactive hands-on things, and the performers that we're having for the Mosquito Bluegrass Jam this year do very interactive things with the audience. They bring them in and teach them how to clog, and I think that's going to create more entertainment.
Mosquito Jam starts at 2 o'clock this Sunday with a jam session led by Bill Cagley. Then at 4 o'clock, the concert, the performance clogging, and then the clogging instruction. For information, do an internet search for Mosquito Jam MN 2014. And leading the jam session is a Minnesota guitar institution.
Yes. Bill Cagley is a gem in Roseville, and I met him as the guy who did music for the Halloween event at the Nature Center. And again, I kind of inherited Bill because he's been doing our Halloween event for years. And when I started doing the Mosquito Bluegrass Jam, the tie-in appeared, and so I started asking Bill to help, and he knew Phil, and it all just snowballed.
Bill is going to be performing with his daughter, Sarah. The two of them have not made a recording yet, but if they ever do, it's going to be an event. So here's just a little taste of Bill Cagley style flat picking. Bill Cagley on the guitar, and he'll also be an MC, as will I, and I'll have my banjo, and I could play some blues, could play some contra dance music. Haven't really decided yet, but I'll figure it out by Sunday. Mosquito Jam starts at 2 in the afternoon on Sunday in Roseville Central Park. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.